The malnourished babies look lethargic, but their mothers do not. They are actively and energetically participating in a class on the proper care and feeding of their infants. Discussions, demonstrations, and song are all part of the teaching mix. Director General of the Global Healthcare Foundation, Yahya Abu Ghrein, shows visitors around the health center. He explains many children are malnourished because the mothers do not know how to feed them.
Yeah. Come here. This is a very important department. We call it a cultural. And they prepare the food for the malnourished. They show the mothers how do they prepare this food and how they offer their meal. And they tell the pregnant ladies also how they care about their kids and the malnourished especially. Then we work combating AIDS. So we got in very simple songs about the AIDS, how they just prevent themselves and protect themselves from AIDS.
Mayo Farm is a sprawling IDP camp. It has an estimated population of 90,000. Most of the people are from southern Sudan and the Nuba Mountains areas. The people are extremely poor. Nearly half the households are headed by women. Basic services are very limited. Hygiene and sanitation are big concerns. Only 50% of the families living in the camp have access to pit latrines. There are only three health clinics set up to care for the entire population. One of them, says Dr. Abu Ghrein, is run by the Global Healthcare Foundation.
We are offering mainly the basic health care here, plus the primary of the pregnant mother, the lactation, and the children with malnutrition, plus the medical care of the people around here. We are serving about 40,000 of people just around us here. And mainly you are concentrating on malnutrition and antenatal care in this camp.
Nutritionist for CARE International, Hanadi Omer, says CARE has succeeded in reducing the number of severely malnourished children in the camp. The biggest problem now, she says, is to bring down the large number of moderately malnourished children.
So we are starting to give a food and to give a health education for the mothers to know how to prepare food in the good way, how to give the health food to children. And we give also information about sanitation, about health, about how to treat diarrhea and this. All this, we will reduce the number of the moderate malnourished children.
Women gather around to soothe the baby. Her mother, 32-year-old Regina Bull, says her baby is moderately malnourished and needs special food.
She's just told that your child is malnourished. That is why she bring here, so that the health can improve. She said the child was sick and she has no money to buy the drug. That is why she was told to bring the child here.
Regina Bull has five children. She fled the war in the south and came to Mayo Camp 10 years ago. Now that the war is over, she says she and her husband want to go home.
When the rain season is over, she's ready to go back. If they go to the south, they are going to start cultivating their normal life because it is their place of origin. She's going to educate her children so that they have a brighter future. Life here is different. In the south, they can get the opportunity to work, to cultivate, but here they are just staying. There is no job, so this is the difference.
Gadala El-Radi is a public information officer for UNMISS, the UN mission in Sudan. He says he has seen a lot of families go back to their homes in the south only to be disappointed and to come back.
From the few who have been able, for example, to go back to the south, so many families have returned back to Khartoum because they find it difficult to live there as there are no services, no schools, no basic infrastructure. Simply they went back and they found nothing. So they have to make their mind to come again here.
El-Radi says people will have to see real change take place in their home areas before they are willing to go home and stay home. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.